to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Mics are live. Good morning, Chicago. This is Mighty House. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? You can give us a call. It is 847-475-1590. You need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call. 847-475-1590. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we're going to be taking your calls. We'll also have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgill. In the second hour, we've got Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart. She's back in studio this week. And in the
Good morning.
We'll be answering your...
Usually we don't say that till after this part.
Right. Yeah, we don't talk to Robbie until, what, 10, 15 after, something like that.
Good morning. Not that late.
We'll also be... We'll also be answering your emails. You can join us on Facebook Live right now.
Please do.
And we'll be on there for the entire 3 hours. Good morning, Ken, on the Facebook Live. See, Robbie made it in already. Check it out. We've got proof on the Facebook Live. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And with a new sponsor that we've got on, we finally got this all squared away. Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than AlineCabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, Cabinets.com.
They're in my kitchen.
They are in your kitchen.
No one saw that sponsorship coming.
No? No one?
Not with that interview we had the other week.
That was the week I was off. Did it go that well?
Yeah, that's good.
It was awesome.
Dave on the Facebook. Oh, look at that. Good morning, Muse.
David. Wow, good morning.
Oh, we do. That's right.
But we have to talk about kidney stones.
No, we don't need to.
I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
Like everything else, it has passed.
Yeah.
Woo! Sorry, David. And Ken and anybody else.
Who do we have on too? I didn't see a name up there. That's why. Oh, you don't?
Phil.
Phil?
It's Phil.
It's Phil? Hey, Phil, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, everybody. Excuse me. I had a question. My mother-in-law has a ranch home with a crawl space.
Uh-huh.
And along the exterior of the house, there's like 10 vents for the crawl space. And they're just plastic, plastic that open and all. But during the winter, it seems like they, I don't know if it's air pressure. I've closed them and they pop open, and it seems like the floors are real cold, even though she has like insulation, on the floor underneath. And I was just wondering, is there a way to like cover up? I looked at one of the home places and they had that sheet plastic that you can, put over it and use the hair dryer to tighten over. I couldn't find anything that would cover, or is that a good idea? Does that cause problems if I did something like that?
Go, Rich.
It depends. Let's start with, in the crawl space, do you have dirt or gravel, or is there a mud slab, concrete slab in the crawl space?
It's actually a concrete slab, because a few years ago she had some water damage and we had to have the foundation. They had like wood beams foundation had to be repaired, and I asked the it was like a dirt gravel, and I asked them to, if you could pour concrete, put a sump pump in there, and then he put like insulation. They didn't use the spray foam. They used the fiberglass and put some kind of netting or something to hold it up against the floor.
Right.
So that's what's there.
Okay. Now. Well, what the reason this, those vents are in there is to allow moisture and smells come out of your crawl space. But the fact that you went so far as to get that mud slab poured, you took care of 90% of the problems. So I would confidently say that every winter you can take and go get some 1-inch foam board from one of the box stores. You cut it to the size of the vents, and you, if you've got like a recess where you can jam that in there, just go ahead and cover those vents for the winter. But you should really want to open them up again in the summer. But that's, you know, insulating the floor was not the right thing. By doing the slab, if they put plastic down before the slab, and then you were to actually insulate those foundation walls, you wouldn't need it to insulate the floor, and you would not need the crawl space vents at all.
Right, right. So the other thing is, if you don't like getting down in there because it's nasty and there's lots of spiders, then you could just buy some plastic, and then, you know, just buy the strip magnets, because that's a metal plate on the vent, or unless it's plastic. But if it's metal, then you can just tape the plastic over it, and then just put the magnets on there to hold the plastic on. And,
oh, you know, okay.
and call it done. Just go around the house and block them off that way too. But the insulation board's a lot better if you can get the insulation board in there.
Yeah, because yeah. I'm going to venture to guess that the ductwork is in the crawl space also. So for the winter, you definitely want to block off those vents. But I wouldn't tell you to do that if you still had a dirt or gravel crawl space.
Right.
The fact that you got the mud slab in there is what took care of you.
Yep.
Yeah. But, well, the vents are actually I guess you call it a flow furnace. I mean, the cold return comes to the bottom of the furnace there, and they go up through the seal out, you know. The
Good.
Ductwork's in the attic, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that the crawl space is only about, I don't know, 30 inches of the 36, and I'm
that's plenty of room.
But I can't get, I'm 64, and I can't get, I'll never get out of there if I get in there.
Right.
Well, tie a rope to your foot on your way in and just have it spool, and then you can have somebody just drag you back out. Take yourself
well, under the new. Under the new OSHA rule, you're not allowed to go into a confined space like a crawl space without having a safety person outside the crawl space to monitor your success.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to venture in there. I'll probably do the exterior. Hey, I just had one other quick question.
Sure.
I usually use that strip caulking. I have, like, my house double hung their Anderson windows, but it's, like, 25 years old, and just in the wintertime they have a little bit of leak, and I put that, you know, at where they come together. Is there any other product besides that that's flexible that you can remove, like, in the springtime, or is that basically it, that, you know, you can kind of cut down on some of the leakage?
I think you're there. I don't know of anything else that's removable like that. That string caulk is probably your best bet.
Painter's tape.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, painter's tape, the problem with putting painter's tape on there, if you leave it on there too long, then it'll stay on there. It's permanent, and you know they've got a 30-day, a 90-day, stuff like that. But you leave that stuff sit on there too long, it'll bond to the paint, and then you're peeling your paint off of your windows or the stain. So, yeah, the string caulk's probably your best bet.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your help.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Phil.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Quick question.
Uh-huh.
People watching on Facebook Live,
uh-huh.
They can hear the question.
Yeah.
Can they hear Rich answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm telling people, you know what? Better
we
than listening to us on the radio, they could watch us and call in and then hear themselves, watch themselves talking and asking questions,
yes.
Right? That's what I'm...
See, okay. The problem is, it's just like when we used to watch home improvement shows and somebody would say something wrong or do something wrong, you'd yell at the TV.
Yeah.
Now, if you're actually watching Facebook Live, like on your phone, and we misspeak something, you may throw your phone going, what a bunch of morons. And, you know, then you're going to need a new phone.
Right, yeah. But you could also just post it on Facebook. Hey, numbnuts, look what you did. It should have been this.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, you could do that, too. So, excellent.
Exactly.
And is Mr. Floor watching this morning?
I don't know. I haven't seen Aaron chime in yet. Have you?
I have not, but I need his boss to call in this morning.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Why?
Well, we'll find out.
Oh, Like a tease or something?
Maybe.
For Mr. Floor?
Maybe.
Or just Igor?
Just Igor.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we're going to say it's Igor with Mr. Floor, but it's something else. But I need Igor to call in. There you go.
All right. Well,
isn't that interesting?
You want to send him a text during the break then?
No, I want him to be watching now.
Oh, see? Look, there goes the thumbs going across there. So you got a thumbs up from somebody.
I don't know who.
Maybe
it was myself.
Oh.
I like it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to...
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
So I Google-checked it.
Yeah?
If she took the bus and walked, it would take 1 hour and 46 minutes.
No, I had to get up to get pretty.
Oh, because now we're on Facebook Live. She actually has to...
Yeah, it's not that it takes me that long to get here. It's the whole prep.
I'm saying 2 hours if she walked and took the bus and train.
Yeah.
See, okay, that leaves me an hour to get pretty.
But see, I understand, Robbie. I have
Thank
to...
Thank you. Trixie just whacked him in the back of the head.
I understand, Robbie, because, you know, I have to blow dry my hair and then I have to curl it and then you have to straighten it. And I understand. I mean, I go through that every morning.
I thought you just powdered that thing so there was less glare. Hey, Ron, you got a little shine going there.
Yeah,
you wanna put some talcum on that head?
See, look at that. See, look at that. Watch this. Boom. Everybody's got to put their sunglasses on watching on Facebook because I'm blind and I'm right there. Watch. Pow. Like, see? You okay, Robbie?
Anyway, you were going to say, because it's been 2 weeks since I've seen you.
Yes.
About your kidney stones.
What
and
about
I know
them?
It's Mighty House, but...
Mighty House Medical.
Are you okay?
I think I'm past the overall.
So you passed.
Yes. Gravel. I mean, just because the one stone was 8 millimeters.
That's the one they took out.
No, they didn't take it out. Okay. They just blasted it and then shredded it into a million pieces.
You wish.
So, well, there was.
If it was a million pieces, you wouldn't have felt it.
Right. There's a couple that I
Apparently
felt.
Apparently, you only had three.
Yeah. So it there's a couple of decent sized chunks there that had me
screaming,
relapsing. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So what do they do to prevent this from coming back?
I don't know. I it's hereditary. So.
Oh, that's.
And this is my third time. So, you know, it's a, okay. Here
it's your third time.
Yeah.
You had all this. You went to the hospital before and all the emergency stuff?
Yeah. I think my first one was probably 15 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Because when you were telling the story, I got that you didn't know what was wrong with you.
I, well,
your wife called
Because usually... I
sounds like the church lady when she does that.
Really?
Uh-huh. If you want to prevent kidney stones, drink water.
Yeah, I do that.
Get calcium.
Get calcium. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Reduce sodium.
Oh, that's not going to happen. Go
reduce
ahead.
Reduce animal protein.
That's also not going to happen.
Avoid chocolate, beets, spinach, rhubarb, tea.
Beets?
What?
Beets I can beets I can avoid.
Beets?
I can avoid beets. Yeah, that's
yep.
no problem.
Avoid anything that's rich in phosphate.
Yeah.
Really? So you knew this really? Well, isn't it
now,
special?
Now you got her going, Rich.
Well, she didn't even try the first time, and it was like, boom, right there.
Come on. Well,
really?
Isn't it special? Okay, so you knew when you were having the pain that there was...
Mm-mm. I didn't know that's what it was.
This last time?
Right.
Why?
Because it was in the front. Usually it happens and it's in your back, upper, you know, your middle back, like right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you'll start to feel it first. But these were these were in the front.
Ow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had an idea. But I just didn't know for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? For the people who are joining us and listening, every once in a while there's a new voice that...
That Robbie comes up with?
No. That over the last maybe, what, 2 months, yeah. 3 months, we've had a new voice.
Yeah.
And he comes on once in a while with his amazing facts.
Yeah.
And we haven't really acknowledged.
Sure we do. We acknowledge Brandon all the time.
Right, but who is Brandon? He's now part of the Mighty House team, and we really don't know too much about him, except that he doesn't like Robbie.
He's our kind of bored-out producer.
See, he started laughing.
Guy. Yeah, because he knows. Yeah, I mean, because I speak the truth. Brandon, who are you?
I am Brandon, the board op.
Brandon, the board op.
Brandon, producer. I mean, there has to be more than board op. Doesn't sound like you're very important to the show. Board op doesn't sound like a very important part of the show.
If you'd like
really,
to tell
it
Chuck
is, because he can press
on
one button and exactly one button and nobody hears you.
Yeah.
And you are a very intelligent person, unless you're getting all of your information.
What are you fishing for?
Yeah. I'm worried by this. Yeah.
Brandon, I think she needs a ride home.
No, I'm just saying that for the people who've been listening for a long time and agree with me, people on Facebook, every once in a while we get a new voice in and it's not Rich, Ron, Robbie, or Trixie.
Right.
All of a sudden.
Well,
you know,
you're never going to hear Trixie.
For the past,
sometimes she speaks through me.
Yes, she does.
You are Trixie. So what do we know about you?
I'm 6'4", weigh 220 pounds, 28 years old. Live in Tinley Park.
Military background.
I play rat hockey.
What's rat hockey?
Beer league.
So you get drunk first before you get on the ice?
Sometimes. Usually it's halfway through the game. And it was my dream to be in radio.
It'd be like playing in the alleys in Chicago and just
rollerblading
and whacking rats.
That's what I kind of thought. I was a little afraid. It's like cow tipping when you said rat hockey. I'm like, let's not go there.
I haven't tipped a cow since I lived in Missouri.
Your dream is really to be in radio?
Was.
Yeah.
Was. So was your dream to be behind the scenes or on air?
Didn't matter.
And now his dreams are crushed. He's working with us.
Now my dream's to get out of radio.
We've crushed his dreams.
If you were to get out of radio... Truly, what would your next dream be?
I've played professional golf on the mini tour level, so I'd probably just go do that.
There you go.
Wow. All that we don't know about you.
So, putt-putt golf, is that what you mean?
No, like full-fledged golf.
Oh, because you said mini golf. So I
mini
maybe
tour.
Mini tours.
No, mini
tour. Oh,
mini tour. Below, like the web.com.
Got it. Okay.
You know,
a couple of people did that, and you probably had to get out not because of skill, but lack of funds.
Lack of funds, yeah.
So you need a sponsor.
I know, that's,
let's go talk to Mr.
Trust
Floor.
Me, they do. I know too many guys that are really great golfers that just can't. They just don't have the backing. They don't have a rich mommy or daddy or aunt or uncle.
It costs about $100,000 to make it to the web.com tour.
Wow.
I've never heard of the web.com tour.
That's because you fall asleep. Golf comes on TV, you go to sleep. That's
the average age
TV.
Of people. They just talked about this on ESPN. The average age of people that watch golf is 63. So you don't have to worry about golf for a few years.
But golf fans are loaded. That's where all the Rolex commercials and Mercedes-Benz commercials
absolutely.
Are.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. When I was growing up, my aunt and uncle would always watch golf. So we would, you know, go visit them every Sunday because that's what you do.
And then you went to the nap.
Yeah, I could not stand it. And then I met my husband, and we went downstate to visit his brother. And we watched the Indianapolis 500.
There you go.
Oh, talk about that was hours and hours of napping. I'm like, what am I getting
Come
myself
on.
Into?
What are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what was more boring.
No, I think the problem, if you watch golf on TV, most people will say it's boring, but I think that's people who've never golfed or don't golf.
Yeah, when you know the skill in every shot, it's not boring.
What about the Indianapolis 500?
That's just turning left.
Yeah. Mm. Man.
But you got these periods of straight where you got like 2 miles of straight.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Anyway, Trixie's a little upset with us.
Why?
Morning.
Oh. Well, should we go to line two then, Brandon?
Maybe.
Hey, Will, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Got a question. I wanted to run it by you to do a sanity check. It's a building science question.
Uh-oh. You called the wrong place.
Yeah, I know. Rectangular three-unit duplex up. Flat roof with a roof deck. Modified bitumen roof. Roof deck covers the whole roof. Plus, it's got a roof walkout. Client is getting water coming in initially through some HVAC vents that were in the ceiling. And they opened up the ceiling, and the installation is open cell foam on the underside of the roof. And what happens is they opened up the section. I was looking at it. There's little brown spots on the foam. And when you touch those brown spots and push in, water comes out.
Oh, nice.
So I'm thinking it's waterlogged.
Yeah.
Now, first step, take off the roof deck and, you know, check that, because the roof deck always causes these kind of problems. That's why I hate the sleeper-type roof decks.
Yep.
But, and then, you know, if you got something that needs to be patched, it's probably because they put on the roof and they put their deck on right away. They didn't give it the year to let the seams open and get repaired, you know, like you usually have.
Right.
So I'm just trying to think long term. You and I had that argument about closed cell versus open cell on pitch roofs.
Yeah.
And you kind of won that one. But the facts won that one.
Right.
So the thing is, how do you, for a flat roof, how do you do this? And I'm thinking, even if it was closed cell for a flat roof, you don't want to put a roof deck on there because you just ask them for waterlogged trouble. And unlike the pitched roof, where does the water go? You know, how do you get the indication that you got
right.
a problem?
Okay, so just to give you an example, our shop, we have a flat roof on there. And it's older, but we put in 6 to 8 inches of spray foam, closed cell on that. And if we've had a couple of roof leaks, like the AC guys, they dropped something up there and punctured a hole. The next rain, water was coming through, because what happens is that water comes through, it soaks the roof sheathing, that soaks through the roof rafters, and it starts dripping right away. So if you get a roof leak, you're going to know pretty quick. So I just don't like putting decks on at all, because they puncture holes. You know, wherever you put your feet and your pads, even though you cut, you know, pads to set the deck on, they can still work their way through that roofing, and you end up with holes. It just happens. There's no way around it.
And a bigger problem you have with the open cell is that it's going to get condensation almost every night build up in that. That's why we do use open cell foam so it can air out. But in up north, got to be closed cell.
Yep. All right. We're going to talk more about it after the break. Thanks, Will.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Thanks, Will.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
If you didn't know we were on, you just heard that we were on, that we're on.
Now.
Right now.
Not soon.
There's no time to promote your show than during your show. You need to promote during your show. I think that's really what you need to do. Right? That's how that works.
Why not?
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. If you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And one more thing. Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price?
Yes.
You are?
I already have one.
Oh, you already got this?
Yes.
You did. A-Line International sells directly to contractors and dealers, offering excellent pricing on quality kitchen cabinetry. They're also they also offer great customer service and have a short lead time, so cabinets arrive in days, not weeks. What was that, Rich?
I just got to say if they had reading lessons or something.
Yeah, exactly. Contractors and dealers, sign up with A-Line International to get started. If you're a homeowner, you can call and be connected with a contractor or dealer in your area. Call 708-478-2471, or you can check them out at alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E cabinets.com. All right, there we go. Okay, so...
So that's key. They don't sell direct to homeowners. You have to go through a distributor or your builder.
Correct.
But they're nice cabinets.
Do they all come
flat pack?
You can order them that way, or they assemble them for you, which I just have them all assembled. And they're plywood boxes, plywood doors and drawers, dovetailed doors and drawers. So the drawers are all solid wood. So it's really an amazing cabinet.
Have you ever assembled them?
No, because it's 12.
I'm just curious, because
it's $12 a box to have them do it.
Why? Why reinvent the wheel? That's stupid.
Right. So
I was just more curious how they were assembled. You know what I mean? Is it all like those little quick spin things?
No. You'd need a staple gun. You know, you'd have to, because they're all mortise and tenon in the boxes. So you assemble the boxes and then you can tack them together. So if you had a staple gun, you could shoot
mortise and tenon,
or not. You know they have.
Are they using dowels?
No.
Or there's a dadoed.
Dadoed. There you go. Sorry, I used the wrong word.
Dadoed. So it's all dadoed.
Yeah, all the boxes are dadoed.
Dado.
Really?
Dado.
Not dado. Dado.
And you say I don't listen. Daylight come and me wanna go.
The dado comes. Yeah. So. For people that are listening to understand that's a groove that's plowed into the side of the plywood. And the reason I bring that up is because most cabinets, and I mean most even what you'd call better production cabinets or, you know, box cabinets, only use dowels into holes in the side. So to put a piece of plywood in a dado means that the entire length of the bottom is now supported.
Yep.
So that's actually better. So that's a sign of quality.
Yeah. And
that's a good thing.
They're assembled really well. And like I said, for $12, they just put them together themselves. So,
yeah, for $12, it's kind of stupid to try it yourself. Not that you couldn't do it. Not saying anybody couldn't. Just
why? You know,
right?
There's no reason. Hey, Robert, we love having you watch us on the Facebook Live. There you go. So, okay, so we were talking to Will. Before the break there, and he was wanting to know the difference between open cell and closed cell. And I think we've got a good scenario here with where Rich being in Florida, if you were doing the backside of a roof, you would use open cell down there. Yes. Why would you do that?
It's actually for water vapor in the permeance. You have to allow the vapor to move freely because we get huge fluctuations in humidity inside our attics.
Right.
Based on sunrise and sunset.
Okay.
So you have to allow that water vapor to migrate freely, and closed cell would not allow that.
Okay. So
a drier climate.
Yeah. So is it a sun-driven moisture then with that? Is that really what's causing that?
Similar. I mean, sun-driven typically means that when the sun comes out, it'll actually force the water in.
Right.
So no, it's just actually has to do with dew point and the temperature in your attic during the summer, during when it's sunny out. The attic is above dew point, but as soon as the sun goes down, it'll drop below dew point really quick.
Yeah.
And you need that. So there's always that movement of water vapor in our attics. So the open cell keeps it from trapping moisture up at the plywood. If it was to make it through or absorb through the rafters or the trusses up into that plywood, then the plywood would rot out fast.
Got it. So up here, though, we would closed cell all of that. And so when we put closed cell foam up, that's air sealing it also. So we get an air seal and we get the insulation so that way that vapor barrier is up and it holds that moisture in the house and doesn't allow it to escape and get out. Because when it gets really cold outside and you've got all that humidity in the house, that migrates towards your roof sheathing and on the backside of the roof, and all of a sudden it hits that cold air and it condenses. And then what happens is it starts to rot out your roof. It can freeze and you get ice and moisture build up, and it just rots the roof out from the middle. So
right. You
don't have that condensation issue with the migration back and forth where we do with the temperature differences we have up here. So that's why we're trying to stop that migration of the moisture.
Well, I think, you know, we always fall back on air sealing. That's why air sealing, controlling your moisture, is so important, because it's, you know, that's where it's all coming from. So if you're using, you know, you got a shower going and it's not vented properly to the outside, that's the moisture we're talking about. It's not just people breathing.
Right. So then, you know, Will also had one more question, and that's, how do we dry these roofs out if they are wet like that? And the answer is very expensive. So we've done several of these where you have to take the deck off the roof. And no roofing manufacturer is going to warranty that roof if you put a deck back on it. So you do that at your own expense and your own peril, because you're not you're going to have another roof leak if you put a wooden deck on top of that roof and you're resting that weight on it. So you remove the deck, remove the roof sheathing, or you can take the drywall off from inside. If the roof sheathing seems solid, then you may just want to drop the drywall and just strip it all from inside and get all that closed or that open cell foam out of there and make sure that everything's good. If you've got any rotten wood, you'd have to repair it at that point. And you just got to let the whole thing dry out. It's not an inexpensive undertaking. That's one of the major issues with a lot of the split blocks that are buildings that are here in the Chicagoland area with a flat roof. They end up with major mold issues. The insurance companies won't cover it. They don't have any recourse. They can't afford, you know, to put $20,000 or $30,000 into replacing the roof, and then they have to move out too at the same time. So a lot of people just can't afford it. So then those condos, you know, those buildings get into disarray because of it and disrepair. So the other issue
is we had one similar where we had an issue where we had some mold growth, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't call it mold because we don't test.
Right.
But we had something going on, but there was no real rhyme or reason to it. So what we did was, and this is a non-vented roof structure, open cell foam throughout everything.
Right.
So we did a blower door test.
Okay.
So we went up with, you know, smoke sticks and flashlights and thermal imaging, doing a blower door test. And we managed to find where the electrician punched a hole through the foam, where the heating contractor punched a hole through the foam, where another guy cut a 2-foot by 2-foot square in the foam so he could get to the other side. Although he put it back in, he didn't seal around it.
Mm-hmm.
So we were actually at initial test just below 7 air changes per hour. After going around sealing everything up, I was at 4.5 air changes per hour. So that's how much air leakage.
Wow.
It was redunculous. So I actually we had dehumidifiers up there for a few days to just try and dry out the trusses and the backside of the drywall, you know, because that all absorbs moisture. So anyway, we got everything all done. Now I have a hydrometer up there that we monitor twice a day and get the difference between house and attic, and it should be within 10%. And so far it's doing well.
Uh-huh.
So it tells me we've fixed the air leaks that was introducing moist air into the attic and condensing on HVAC ducts and cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess, just because some yep. stupid contractor
right.
punches holes through my foam.
Exactly. And it's just one trade to the next that doesn't know what's going on. And it's almost like, you need to do that blower door test before you drywall, you know, and then do the blower door test again once everything is, quote, done, so that you can go around and patch all those miscellaneous holes that get punched through.
And, well, here's the scary part.
Yeah.
State of Florida passed a law that's starting July 1st of this year. Anything permitted after that, we have to do blower door testings to get certificate of occupancy.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
Right.
Except they set their minimum air changes at 7 air changes per hour.
Oh.
The original code was written for three.
Uh-huh.
Illinois adopted 5 air changes per hour.
Right.
Right. So they gave you a little leeway. We're at 7. The house I had with the holes was under 7 before I fixed the holes. It would have passed. That's what scares me.
Yeah.
So in other words, my standard that I'm writing for our company is to be below 5, mm-hmm. hopefully closer to 4. But the other side is if you're below 3, you make the house too tight.
Yep.
We have to have mechanical ventilation to meet the ASHRAE 62.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you don't want to make it too tight.
Right. No. Well, it's fine. If you can make it too tight, you just have to then mechanically balance all that, which isn't bad. Hey, Greg.
It's not bad, but it's not easy with the size of the houses. They're too spread out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, cool. People are joining us on the Facebook Live this morning. They've got their cup of coffee and they're listening to Insulation Talk.
Very nice.
Yeah. You okay, Robbie?
Yeah, why?
What are you finding there on the Facebook?
Well, somebody sent me a link for... Oh, can't talk about it now. Time's out.
Yeah?
They always tell me I talk over the music and I shouldn't do that.
Well, but you can talk for a second or two. You've got 30 seconds to get out.
I have 30 seconds?
No, we could probably 15.
Well, then forget it.
Yeah.
I don't want the new guy to be mad at me.
That's right. We got the tip of the week coming up next. Stay tuned. You're listening to...
This is Mighty House. Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Hey!
Robbie, it just looks like reflections off the red walls.
Yes. There you go. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. See, now, if you were on Facebook Live, you would see that Robbie's trying to show off her purple highlights.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, my hair was brown, light brown with mm-hmm. blonde streaks.
Yeah.
Now it's
so
dark.
So is Ron's.
Now it's dark brown with purple.
Yeah.
The guys don't notice. Lisa says you can't really see the purple from there.
Yeah.
First off, we're guys. Now, had you pulled up in a different car.
Yeah. Oh, we'd be all over it.
We'd be all over that. I mean, and we don't have to go look in the street.
To see her pull up in her car.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon, bring me up over here on this one.
Really?
There we go. All right.
Lisa, I need to know what you did that upset Brandon last week. Because
what?
I'm going to do the same thing. Whatever it was. Lisa up on Facebook is saying that she thinks that Brandon was mad at her last week.
No, Brandon was very bored last week. Last week was a very technical episode of Mighty House.
Really?
Wait, so you like...
Me and Trixie were back here pinching each other trying to stay awake.
So you like me better?
Oh! Watch where you're going there, Brandon.
Be careful.
I'm going to take the 5th on that one. I think we have a tip of the day thing to do.
Right.
Tip
of the week.
Tip of the day of the week.
Tip of the week with Rich Cow. Okay, I'm gonna jump.
This is
away.
When you got to pinch me to stay awake.
Okay, so what we're gonna try to do now too is put Rich up on Facebook. I'm gonna hold the Skype up because he's down in Florida, so I'm gonna hold him the tablet up to Facebook Live, so you'll be able to watch him there. So,
so you figure out a way to get you a video feed.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Hi, Gene.
Hi, Gene.
Get it?
Yeah.
Hi, Gene.
Yes.
Like I didn't hit very good this morning.
Like I'm sure he's never heard that one before. All right, tip of the week this week. Choosing
wait,
the correct
wait, wait,
water
wait,
heater.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
There we go. There he is.
We're moving here. I'll just keep going like this.
That'll
mess with
you. Top of your head really well, Ron.
What's that?
We can see the top of your head really well.
There's a lot of glare. Is that from his head?
Yeah, that's.
All right.
Turn on the Radio
Shack mic. There you go. Turn on the Radio Shack mic. There we go.
Okay.
So there's Rich on the tablet. There you go.
That's just silly.
Uh-huh.
I'm paying attention. I'm paying close attention.
So if I put Facebook live on my phone, then you're just going to have that whole
right
thing that goes the tunnel forever.
Exactly.
All right.
I can't. So anyway, hold it any closer to the camera because that's as far as the cord goes.
There you go. Cut the cord.
Yeah.
So choosing the correct water heater. So sooner or later, everyone needs a new water heater, right?
Yes.
So what are you going to replace it with?
A hot water heater.
Cold water heater.
Well, you may not know it, but the Department of Energy changed the minimum insulation and efficiency standards for water heaters in April of 2015. So not only did it make them more efficient, but the bigger problem is it made them wider and taller. So it means that your water heater, when you need to replace it, it may not fit in the same space. So you need to think about that if it's coming to time. So different types of water heaters. Everybody knows your standard tank type, right?
Tank type.
So most homes have water heaters with tanks of 55 gallons or less. And the efficiency, this is a cool thing, when they passed all these new laws, made it bigger, your tank is now 4%, mind you, more efficient.
All right.
Yeah, it hardly seems worth it, does it?
Yeah, 4%. My arm's getting tired.
Is it?
Yeah.
This was your idea,
you
boss.
You should work out more. What did he say?
It was my idea.
He said, it's I just up. True story. Here from Europe.
True story.
And boy, my arms are tired.
So if you happen to have a tank that's 66 gallons to 80 gallons or, you know, like a 75-gallon gas, many of those are now discontinued. So, you know, that's got to check around for what you can get. So then condensing water heaters, let's talk about those for a quick second.
All right.
Condensing water heater, it's a newest style to come out. And what they do is they actually use the heat twice. So as the burner runs and so on, it actually has a heat exchanger. Well, then it captures that heat that passes the heat exchanger and sort of reuses it. So you get a lot more energy absorbed into the water to create more hot water and exhausting far less hot air, which is a good thing. And then you have hybrid water heaters, which are almost like heat pumps. And those are kind of cool because if you have a water heater in your garage, which you probably wouldn't in Chicago, but it's fairly common in Florida.
I heat my garage that way, but go ahead.
No, the heat pump will actually cool the air in the garage because it'll take the hot air out of the garage.
Oh, you hit the button.
Put that. You hit a button. There you go. Thank you. All right, so the hybrid water heaters are twice as efficient as a standard electric. You guys are terrible.
We are listening, Rich. Go ahead.
No, you guys are just screwing around.
There we go. Okay, condensed water heaters. It heats it twice.
Now we're done with that one. So we did the hybrids.
But, Rich, people are putting happy smiley.
They like it. They like seeing you walk around in your
office. How do you feel about geothermal heating?
Geothermal's not cost-effective.
Go ahead.
Not right now.
Okay.
I like geothermal. I would do geothermal, but it's not cost-effective. Toss too much to get the holes in the ground.
But
anyway, tankless water heaters are kind of the rage. Problem with a tankless water heater is it should be near where you want to use it. The upside is most all tankless water heaters already surpass the new standards. So that's always a good thing. And then the last thing I want to talk, if you go into water heaters and you're looking for what we call flow rates in a tankless water heater, and the flow rate's going to be how many gallons of hot water it can produce based on the temperature differential between the groundwater and the water you want. So if you got your, like Chicago water's 55 degrees, you want 110 degree water, it means you got to raise it 55 degrees. So you might only get 3.1 gallons per minute flow out of that water heater, which is not good.
Right. Right. So
here, my water is 75 degrees, so I can get 5.5 gallons per minute out of there.
Right. And that's why we would use a tempering tank here, just to hold the water to kind of warm it up a little bit before it actually has to go through the tankless system.
We don't need hot water here.
I keep trying to adjust the phone, but it's not me. It's Rich walking back and forth.
Right.
And
the ceiling tiles look awesome, by the way. The grid looks like it could use a little paint.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's what you're looking at, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at the ceiling tiles.
Is your arm okay?
I'm good.
You're good?
I got it.
Okay. I'm going to go back
over
to the
side. That's just silly.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. That's funny.
Okay.
So the other thing that you want to look at is recovery time. So recovery time on a tank type water heater is how fast it can actually heat 75% of the water in a tank. It's the easiest one to explain, or easiest way, is the more wattage in your
cottage
element in your electric water heater, or the more BTUs in a gas water heater, the shorter the recovery time. So when you're buying a water heater, spend a little bit more and get the higher BTUs or the higher wattage for your cottage, and you will have more hot water longer.
More faster.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, you've got 30 seconds.
No.
Oh, look at that. What you got there, Brandon? That sounds
some,
like Monster Mash.
Festive music, yeah.
Monster
Mash. It does sound like Monster Mash. You know what it is.
One night.
It felt better than the outro music.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Well, with Halloween being Tuesday, it's fitting.
The Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash.
So we'll be doing that tomorrow with the Goodland Witches.
Oh, excellent. On your new deck that you built?
Yep.